Hi, and welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, Corey Fowler, as always. I'm here by myself today, but that's all right. We're going to have a good time anyways. Today, I wanted to talk to you about this really interesting new technology called Vagrant. Vagrant, as you can see here on their website, is a great way to set up repeatable development environments. So what this means is you get a base box image, you create a configuration on top of it, and it allows you to go and bootstrap new environments for you to work with or other members of your team to work with. And basically what it does is it avoids the "it works on my machine" joke that we're so used to today. So I just wanted to take you through Vagrant itself, some of the features of it, and then I'm going to show you a little bit more in terms of some preview Vagrant boxes that we have out right now for Windows, as well as a new plugin from MS OpenTech called Vagrant Azure. So just to take you through, here's the Vagrant website. You can find that at vagrantup.com. We'll have links throughout the show. And the easiest way to get started is just go and download this. So you can see today I'm running on OS X, but this works with Linux, it works on Windows, and it's just, you know, very easy. You just go and hit the download button. They have all the different installers for your favorite operating system. And then the easiest way to get going from there is to go off to the documentation page. And there's just a few things that you need to know. One, there's this place called Vagrant Cloud. And this is a place where there are a whole bunch of pre-made images for you called boxes. And these boxes are base operating systems that have been pre-provisioned. Some of them are just the operating system themselves. Some of them are operating system plus additional software pre-installed. And basically just gives you a really simple starting point. From there, you just want to get started. So there's a couple of different commands that you need to know. There's really just three that will get you going. There's Vagrant init, which will create a brand new Vagrant file for you. And that describes the box that you want to use, the network configuration, some of the provisioners. So if you want to provision something and install additional software, the provisioner will help you either set up a shell script or Puppet or Chef. CF Engine, there's actually a lot of different options on configuring these Vagrant boxes. Under the covers, Vagrant uses virtualization technologies. And there's a couple different providers that they have for this. The default being VirtualBox, which is a free virtualization technology. You can also work with VMware, as well as MS OpenTech has worked on a provider for Hyper-V. So if you have a Windows environment, you can go configure Hyper-V, and you can use Vagrant to provision new virtual machines in your Hyper-V environments. So once you have that Vagrant file using Vagrant init, the next thing you do is do Vagrant up. And this just goes and sets up that new VM environment, and we'll get to a demo in a second. And then once you've gone and you've tested out your functionality or you've gone and done your day's worth of development, you can go and release that virtual machine environment using a command called Vagrant destroy. So now that we've kind of gotten the overview, let's actually go in and do a sample here. So let's go into our terminal, and I'm just going to type in Vagrant init. And I just need to provide a machine image so I can create a new environment. And this is just going to use the HashiCorp Precise64. This is a base Ubuntu image. And basically, it's going to set up a very simple Vagrant file for me. And we can see that here. We have our new Vagrant file. Let's just take a quick look at what that Vagrant file has in it. And don't get too afraid. Like, there's a lot of configuration here. But a lot of it is optional. You don't really need a lot of it. And the best thing about it is you've just used Vagrant init, so it's gone and configured everything for you for the most part, that you don't even need to go in and touch this unless you want to do some enhanced functionality. So you can see here that my Vagrant VM box that's going to use is the HashiCorp Precise64. That's that Ubuntu image that's going to get pulled down from Vagrant Cloud. There's a number of different things that you can do. Check to see if there's an update. Vagrant is going to go and cache all of these boxes on your machine. So it downloads the initial box from Vagrant Cloud the first time you provision it, but caches it locally. So when you create new environments, you don't have to go and continuously download these boxes from the internet. You can also go and set up different network configurations. So if you want to forward traffic to different ports within your machine or provide a different IP address, those are all under the config VM network area. Vagrant uses SSH. So if you want to connect into the box, obviously you'd want to do that because a development environment without actually being on the development environment isn't very useful. So SSH will allow you to just secure shell into the box if it's a Linux machine, and you can go and do whatever you want to do. When we get into using Windows machines, you can actually go and configure this to pop up a GUI, and I'll show you that in a second as well. Vagrant will expose a folder for you. So it just synchronizes a folder in the new virtual machine with a folder that's on the host OS. This allows you to share files through to your other guest boxes if you just need a common set of tooling or a common set of files that you use for everything in all your different boxes. You can leave it in this nice shared folder and it's automatically attached for you. This is where you get into, you can actually go and enable the GUI. This one, it's commented out at this point. I'm going to use SSH for this first install and then we're good to go from there. And then there's some additional things that you can do in terms of provisioners, and that's what I talked about before, where you could use a shell script or CF Engine, Chef, Puppet, whatever you want to go and install additional software during the Vagrant up process. And that's basically what the end of this file is setting up all of that different configuration and showing you how to use Chef and whatnot. So now that we've gone through our Vagrant file, we can just go and type in Vagrant up. And what this is going to do is it's going to go off to Vagrant Cloud, download that box, and get that set up and ready to start provisioning our new virtual machine. Once that's done, it's going to go and read that Vagrant file configuration, figure out the networking information that it needs, if there's any provisioners set up, and then it's going to go and boot that VM up. So you can see within a couple of seconds here, I have a brand new virtual machine environment up and running. I have a share folder mounted to it, and it's all set up for the network that I need. So I can just go and clear this, and I'm just going to type in Vagrant SSH, and that's going to pull me right into my new virtual machine. So you can see here that I'm actually on the new box. And if I was to just go back to my home drive, you can see that I'm running Ubuntu install here, and this is basically all you need to do. Now I can actually go and leverage this box. So if I wanted to do, say, PHP development or Python development or something along those lines, I have the ability to do so. Once I'm ready I've done my day's work and I'm ready to just go and exit the environment, I can just exit my SSH session. That closes everything off. Now I'm back on my MacBook and I can just type in the command Vagrant destroy. And this is hilarious because I always think of heavy metal, like this really deep destroy kind of voice when I do this. And it just makes Vagrant environments so much fun. So once I go and hit Vagrant destroy, what it's going to do is ask me if I'm sure I want to delete that virtual machine. I'm going to select Y for yes. And it's going to shut down that virtual machine, make sure everything's safe, detach the shared folder, and then delete the virtual machine and remove any associated drives that got created. So I'm all ready to go. So that's a good example showing off how to use Vagrant with a Linux image. I'm going to go back here, and recently I wrote this blog post on new Windows boxes for Vagrant, courtesy of the Modern IE team. So thank you so much to the IE team. They've provided for quite some time now a number of different virtual machines for Windows, if it's Windows XP, Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, with a wide variety of different versions of Internet Explorer on it. And you can download those from modern.ie. And we had a show not too long ago talking about the new IE Dev Center where we talked about these as well. But if you go in here, you can download VirtualBox or VMware Fusion or Parallels. If you're on Windows, you can get Hyper-V Virtual PC for Windows 7 if you're still using Windows 7. And these are all available for you to go and test your Internet Explorer or your websites in different versions of Internet Explorer. So basically what we've done here is we've taken the existing VirtualBox VMs that were exposed on Modern IE, and we've converted them into Vagrant boxes. So you can see here that we have XP with IE6, XP with IE8, Vista with IE7, Windows 7 with IE 8 through 11, a Windows 8 box, and a Windows 8.1 box. And all of these are now available for you to download and consume with Vagrant. So I have an example here where I've gone in and I've actually just run Vagrant up. What I've done is I've downloaded a Windows 8.1 box locally and created a new Vagrant file. I just specified the virtual machine box, just like I did with the HashiCorp one. But this one I've just said, hey, it's on my local machine right here. And then I ran Vagrant up and it just goes and sets up the network configuration. One thing that you will notice is we don't have SSH installed on these Windows boxes today. We're looking for your feedback if you'd really like to take advantage of these and install additional resources on them. Let us know, because we'll go and with your feedback, we may be able to go and get SSH provided on these boxes, which will enable you to use the shell provisioner or other provisioners. So right now we have this warning that comes up saying that, you know, it couldn't connect to SSH. And the reason for that being is we currently don't have it installed in the boxes. So give us your feedback. Let us know, is this something that you'd like to see? And we'd be happy to try and figure out a way to make that work. There was one other configuration I made in that Vagrant file. And what that was to enable the GUI. So you can see here, I've actually gone and created, this is the output of my Vagrant up command. It's actually opened up a new VirtualBox environment with my Windows environment up and running. And you can see here, this is the Modern IE VM. This is IE11 with Windows 8.1. And there's some information here on licensing and activation and like all of the different configurations and whatnot. And there's also, this is just renewed, but it shows you your username and your password just in case you do need to log back into this box at some point. So I can go and close that down. Actually, I'm not going to close that down. I'm just going to minimize it for now. And what we'll do is we'll go back over here and I'll show you that just like with the other one, we just do Vagrant destroy. And what that will do is safely shut down our VM, and you can see it's no longer opened up within our environment here. So that's, you can take advantage of these Windows boxes to do your development and testing with Windows, test out your web applications with Internet Explorer. One other thing I did want to show you is the MS OpenTech GitHub page. They've been working on Vagrant, so you can see here there's the Hyper-V provider source code for Vagrant. There's also Vagrant Azure, which I'm going to show in a minute. And then they just have a fork of the original Vagrant repo. Now, Vagrant Azure is really interesting because everything that we've done thus far with Vagrant has been on our local machine. But say I didn't want to take up additional resources on my local machine and I still needed to spin up at a development environment, where's a good place that we could do such a thing? And obviously, you know, being a cloud evangelist, I'm a huge fan of the cloud. It's great to be able to take advantage of a massive amount of resources. So Vagrant Azure really provides an interesting way to go and set up development environments in the cloud using the existing tools that you use today. So right now I've set up a couple of different Vagrant environments on my local machine, but now I want to go and leverage a bigger compute resource because I'm kind of restricted to what I have on my MacBook. But in the cloud, in Azure, I can get bigger VMs with more memory, more compute power, depending on my development needs. So let's just go in here, and I'm just going to go back to my console. And we'll close down this window. And I'm just going to back out here, and I have a Azure SDK. There we go. And you can see here it's a little bit more involved. So I've gone out here, I've created a setup.sh file, and this is going to use a shell provisioner within Vagrant. And basically what this is doing is setting up a development environment for the Azure SDK for PHP. This is something I'm still working on, but hoping to release relatively soon. But you can see here, basically it goes out, it's using a Linux box. So I'm doing a very quick call to apt-get to update the package manager. And then I'm going to install a number of different things. So I have curl, PHP, PHP 5 develop tools, a whole list of different resources. And this is going to go and run when that resource first gets provisioned. So once I go in Vagrant SSH into my box, everything's ready to go to start doing my development. I've set up a couple of environment variables, modified a PHP INI file with some of the specifics that I needed, and this is coming off of that shared data drive that gets attached to the virtual machine when we come in. And then I've also commented out this next part, but it will go off to GitHub, download the source code for the Azure SDK, and then I go and do a composer install, which installs all of the base resources. The next thing I'm going to show is the Vagrant file. So this is very, very simple. You can see I've kind of brought this down to the small amount of resources that I need. So you can see here that the configuration provider that I'm using is Azure. Azure requires a couple of different things. So there's a management certificate, and I'll show you how to get that within a few minutes here. The management endpoint, so this is the API endpoint that it uses to go and provision these resources. So by default, you should probably leave it to this one unless you're deploying in another environment. Say the environment in China that we have has a different management endpoint. So you can go and configure that if you need to. The subscription ID for your subscription, I'm going to have to get that blurred out. And then basically the VM image. So to get the VM image, I have to do a couple of things here. So I'm going to take advantage of the Azure command line tools. So the first thing I'll show you to do is how to get that PEM file. So I have a command called Azure account. And if I just take that, it's going to show me the list. And you can see here that Azure account has a cert export command. And it says commands to manage your Azure account certificates. So if I type in Azure account cert export, what it's going to do is download a PEM file for me. And you can see that's done there. That's the management certificate that you need to use in order to go and provision these resources. So you can do that Azure account cert export, get that PEM file, add the path to the PEM file into your Vagrant file, and you're ready to go. Great. The next thing we need to do is figure out which VM image we want. So we can type in Azure VM, and this gives us a great list of commands for all of the different virtual machine configurations that we can do. And you can see here that we have a VM image list command. So if I type in Azure VM image list, it's going to go out and it'll tell me all of the different VM images that are available for me. And you can see that there's lots of them. And basically what you do is once you find that VM that you want, so let's just say this Oracle database VM, all we do is we copy the full path to it, like so. And then we copy and paste that into our Vagrant file. So I'll just cat Vagrant file again. There we go. And that's how I got this VM image password. You can create a username and password for your Vagrant or for your virtual machine by typing in the username and password here. Don't worry, I'll be changing my password before I air the show. And then the VM name, which is a name for the actual virtual machine, and then the VM location is the data center in which you wish to deploy it to. So you can see here that I'm deploying out to West US. So once I go and do that, I'm basically ready. I have my Vagrant file. I have my management certificate. I've configured my Vagrant file completely. And all I need to do is say Vagrant up, and we'll type in the provider Azure. And it's going to go and create my new Vagrant deployment. So you can see it's gone off to Azure, said I need to create a new deployment. That name doesn't exist, so we're good to go. Let's go and start creating it. It creates a storage account. This storage account is going to get used to host your VHD file, which is the base image for your virtual machine. Then it actually goes and deploys everything. So it'll start configuring that VM, provisioning it within Azure. Once it's done provisioning the VM within Azure, it goes through the Vagrant file with the provisioner and actually goes and runs that shell script against the Azure VM with SSH. And then basically, once this entire thing completes, I'll be able to go in and type in Vagrant SSH to connect to that new instance that's hosted up in Azure. So this is really, really interesting. It provides you with the ability to go and extend your environment beyond your own laptop or machine that you're running within your office. And it just provides a great way to go out and set up the same configured environment that you would have had on your local machine, but now out into a new cloud resource that may have more memory or more CPU power than you currently have on your physical machine. So I'm going to let this run. We'll come back in a few seconds, and I'll go out and actually connect off to our new Azure VM. All right, so our Vagrant environment has spun up, so we're ready to connect off to it. You can see here that I'm just doing a SSH command off to the environment. But first I want to show you that it actually came and spun up into Azure. You can see here under the Virtual Machines tab, we have a PHP test environment, and that's up and running. and this is the exact same name that we provided in our Vagrant file. And that's ready to go. So I'm just going to go over here, hit connect. We'll type in the password. Make sure I type it correctly. There we go, and we're connected off to our Ubuntu image sitting in Azure. So we can go off here, we can do a whole series of things, test out our application that we deployed off, or set up our development environment, run our unit tests, whatnot, all within our Azure environment. We can exit off of that. If you want to, you could then run Vagrant Destroy. It will go through and delete the resources in Azure. I'm going to do that off the air, but hopefully this shows you a really good introduction to Vagrant. Gives you great ways to go and set up nice repeatable development environments to get away from that whole "it works on my machine" issue. So I would say go out, give Vagrant a try. Install the Vagrant Azure plugin. You can do that. There's instructions here in the MS OpenTech repo. All you need to do is type in Vagrant plugin install Vagrant-Azure, and that will go and install the plugin for you. Once you do that, you can do Vagrant init, fill out those Azure specific resources. Remember, you can use the cross-platform command line tools to get your management certificate as well as the VM image name. And you type those things in, and then when you Vagrant up, just remember to type in provider Azure, and that will go and allocate those resources within your Azure subscription. All right, there's one last thing I want to show you before I sign off, and that's Packer. So I said Vagrant relies on this concept of a box, and that box is a base virtual machine for what you need to have available to you before you start configuring for specific development environments. Packer is the way that you go and create those boxes. So this enables you to create a single configuration for your box, and then you can go out and create different boxes off of this. So you could create one for VirtualBox, you could create your Hyper-V box, all off of this base Packer package configuration. And then once you have that created, it enables you to just quickly go through and create those different virtual machine technology permutations of your base configuration. So set up an operating system, set up some baseline tools that you require, maybe it's your IDE, whatnot, and then that provisioner step could be installing additional resources you need for each individual development environment. So hopefully that was a great introduction to Vagrant. Please go out and give it a shot. Try out Vagrant Azure. Give us some feedback on your experience with Vagrant Azure. Give us your feedback on the Vagrant boxes for Windows. We'd really like to figure out how we can go and provide a great test environment for Internet Explorer for all your different development needs. Thank you so much for joining me today. Once again, Corey Fowler, and hope to see you here next time here on Webcams TV.